I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. American Identity in the Age of Trump is the topic in Oregon Humanities Center's next lecture in their We the People series. It will be given by journalist, novelist, and playwright George Packer, whose latest book is The Unwinding, An Inner History of the New America, a New York Times bestseller and winner of the 2013 National Book Award for Nonfiction. His Eugene talk will be Wednesday, January 24th in Lillis Hall on the UO campus, and it will be followed by a talk the next day in Portland. He joins me by phone at KLCC. Thanks for your time today, George.
It's my pleasure.
Well, there are deep rifts in the American social fabric, evident now, but probably rooted in factors with longer history. What do you see as the primary roots of our current rifts?
I think inequality is a fundamental factor. The fact that the middle class has been pulled apart over the last generation, and that goes along with the fraying of some of our public institutions, public and private, government and media, and people's trust in law and in education. All of those have been under great strain in the last generation, and those are institutions that democracies need in order to be healthy. And finally, there's a cultural and an ethnic component to it, which in some parts of the country has been exacerbated by immigration, by fear of immigration. Those are the main factors, and together they've produced a suspicion and resentment of the other and of the national institutions that's been quite dramatic in the last year, but you could see it coming from a fairly long ways off.
How do you think globalization has affected American identity?
Certainly globalization has a lot to do with economic inequality, not just free trade, but technological change and the movement of capital around the world and the breakdown of local forms of empowerment like unions, which don't stand a chance anymore against the power of global capital. And immigration is a form of globalization, and so is the sense that national identity or national sovereignty is under threat from elites who feel less attachment to their own country than to elites in other parts of the world, which is one of the common grievances that one heard from Trump voters in 2016. So in a way, this is all about globalization. And because of that, it's not just happening here. We are part of a worldwide movement away from liberal democracy with its optimism and its belief in progress and toward building walls, literal and metaphorical.
In what ways do you think we can redefine what American identity means to address some of those issues?
It's a really good question, and it's strange to say how divided we are because obviously we haven't become a bunch of different countries. There's still some common underlying bonds, but I think we don't really see or feel them very much right now. Instead, what we notice are the things that we don't like about other groups or that divide us. Unless we can find a way to remember and recommit ourselves to what are fundamental pillars of a democracy, which include free speech, free press, religion, rule of law, and self-government and active citizenry, but also include a willingness to be tolerant and to listen to each other and to try to walk in the shoes of people we don't like and who don't seem at all like us. Without those basic, I'd say moral efforts, it is a moral effort, it's an effort of the moral imagination. Without those, then I think the nasty cultural and political forces of the day are going to continue to weaken our democracy.
In the end, then, how optimistic or pessimistic are you that our country will come back around to a cohesive identity and a functional democracy?
You know, when I was writing The Unwinding, I spent a lot of time with people in rather obscure rural Western North Carolina, the outer suburbs of Tampa Bay, Youngstown, Ohio. And whenever I was with them, with the people I wrote about, I felt encouraged because they were not defeated themselves. They were facing hard times, but they had a resilience. But on the other hand, we've come a long way down. Things that just a year or two ago would have been considered freakish and outrageous are now barely news stories. And once norms start to erode and taboos just get crushed day after day, it's much harder to rebuild, and I worry that we will be years rebuilding once we have some reckoning with the fact that we can't go on the way we are.
George Packer, author of The Unwinding, An Inner History of the New America, as well as other acclaimed works of nonfiction and fiction. He'll give the Oregon Humanities Center's 2017-18 Criticos Lecture, American Identity in the Age of Trump, on Wednesday, January 24th at 7:30 p.m. in 182 Lillis Hall on the UO campus in Eugene. He will also speak on Thursday, January 25th in Portland at the UO's White Stag Block. Both lectures are free and open to the public. For more information, ohc.uoregon.edu. For an extended version of this interview, klcc.org. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.